ujala aaya.
Hello everyone, this is Dr. Vishal Rao here again, speaking to you today about a very interesting topic about robotic surgery. Today we are living in an era where man and machine are working very closely together. I would like to say that there has never been a time in history when machines have assisted, augmented and accelerated human healing. You know, few years back when I was asked by my chairman Dr. Ajay Kumar to take up robotic surgery, I was very hesitant because I was not sure about whether we are going to be able to successfully achieve this goal, whether this is going to be something which I'll be able to learn easily after so many years. So I went to Korea, went and did my training there, and what was most interesting for me was the time I spent in the lab. The biggest question sometimes we ask ourselves is it that the robot is going to operate or is it that the surgeon will operate? In that laboratory, I saw the most fascinating technology of how these machines were able to assist human healing. Think of it for a second. As a surgeon, I have small eyes and big hands. That's why I'm a surgeon. Whereas these robots have big eyes and small hands. So they are able to reach such deep places in the body where we can't reach as surgeons with such beautiful magnifications. You know, it's like sometimes when I take a photograph in my phone, it looks even better than the real thing. And that's what robotic technologies do today. They give you such beautiful imagery of the finest structures that it makes surgery more meaningful, makes the structures better delineated, and gives our patients the confidence of cosmetics. Because today, in this empowering world, cancer cannot be a deterrent to our social life. A lot of my patients who came to me, and I'll give you one or two simple examples. I had a patient who came to me from the northeast side. He had a cancer of the base of the tongue, which was treated with chemo radiotherapy, and the tumor had recurred within a year. He was told that he'll have to undergo complete removal of the tongue and the voice box, which will leave him completely handicapped with a hole in the throat. He was very depressed hearing about this and he came to look for an alternative. We looked at the tumor and we realized that we could actually be treating this patient with robotic surgery without removing his voice box and only removing a part of the tongue. The complexity was, can you remove the ground floor without remove the ground floor and just keep the first floor? Imagine removing the base of the tongue and keeping the front of the tongue intact. This was a very interesting technology challenge which my interventional radiologist Dr. Indu Shekhar helped me solve. He was able to embolize, that is block the blood vessels to that part of the tumor, so that we were able to neatly remove that tumor out and save the entire tongue and the voice box. Today, it's been 2 years, that patient still follows up with me. He is able to eat, swallow and speak and has not lost his voice box or his tongue. This paper was published and has received a lot of positive inputs globally to tell about how technology can make someone's life better. Robotic surgery is one such technology that has come into the armamentarium of surgeons to make patient lives better, to save time, to improve cosmesis and improve efficiency. If our patients, instead of staying for 2 weeks, can stay for 1 week, if our patients, instead of losing their voice box, can save their voice box, if our patients, instead of having an ugly scar on the neck, on the face, can prevent that, I think we've made a small dent in our progress in science to making lives better. Like at HCG, we always say, we add life to years. Robotic surgery is one such technology that has come up in a positive way to impact lives of people by blending technology and human healing together at a common platform. The next 10 years, we will be seeing the future of robotics come up in a very significant way. At HCG, we are working on various areas of research in robotics, including nanorobots, including artificial intelligence technologies, machine learning, and including extended reality, virtual reality in a combined way to understand and supplement these technologies to our patients in an effective manner. To give you one more instance, virtual reality and extended reality are one such extension, which we embraced at HCG much earlier. I remember during my rounds, I was talking to one of my patients who was sounding very dull. And I asked him what happened. And he said, I'm missing Mumbai a lot, a place where he worked. And I asked him, what do you do there for a relaxation? And he said, I was to sit next to Chowpatty and spend my time at the beach. My virtual reality team created a VR module of Chowpatty and gave him an experience of 15 minutes of Chowpatty. That was the best thing he would have experienced in the entire spectrum of his treatment, where he virtually went to Chowpatty sitting in my OPD in HCG to experience a small difference, and that is what technologies could do today. Or another patient of mine who did a bungee jumping sitting in the ward from the Burj Al Arab in Dubai using extended realities. Technologies today have to be embraced because they have the power to enhance healing of the human body. And that has been the sole purpose of our efforts at HCG, to see, can we bring technology together with human healing and make an improvement in the lives and impact our patients in a positive way. So this is Dr. Vishal Rao here, signing off for you on robotic surgery.
Adding life to years.